And hello, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn out here in sunny Arizona. And I feel so guilty.
Yeah, I know you feel guilty. Sorry, Rascal.
And I appreciate all you fine folks sending me pictures out here of all the snow that you've had the last week or so.
It's sunny here. It's just and it's bright because it's reflecting off about 8 inches of snow.
That's unbelievable. Now hold it. Tell me something. Didn't you fish last Saturday?
Yeah, I went fishing. It was beautiful. I fished Del Hollow again, and you know, Saturday we got up to 48-degree weather. Fished all day in the sunshine, light wind, 64 degrees when we left the dock. I called Reed at home. It was 45 here in town, and it never got any warmer than that. And before we got to Russell Springs, it was already in the 50s. And by the time we got to Liberty in that area, it was in the upper 40s. So it was a very fine line there of warm air and cold air.
But, wow. Well, that was my brother had called and told me, he said he was going to go. I think he was going to fish too. And he said, if you'd have told me we were going to have any snow that night, he said, I told you were crazy.
Yeah, because it was beautiful, you know. It's crazy.
I'll be darned. Well, I hate to tell you, but it's out here now. When I broadcast a couple of ball games this week, and instead of reporting what the temperature is, I just say, it's perfect.
Hey, you're out there with the Reds and everything. How are they looking? I haven't got many reports on this year, and it's that time of year. I'm ready for hear the crack of the bat.
No, we might want to just talk fishing.
Well, not the way I've been fishing. We're 0-for-2.
All right, we're going to get to that fishing part. I'll give you a little spring training report first.
Okay.
I've been out here for almost a couple weeks now. Guys are starting, they're getting in good shape, but unfortunately, the old injury bug has hit the boys again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, De Sclafani went down after missing all of last year, and he's got an oblique. It looks like Brandon Finnegan has a little soreness, so we're not sure how long that's going to be lasting. And we've heard two or three different reports. You know, I'm around it every day, but you really don't know because they can keep things quiet here when they don't want you to know about it.
I'll guarantee it. Guarantee it.
And other than that, though, you know, we've got a lot of young pitchers that are trying to make the ball club. Sounds like the same story as last year. The good news, I think, is that some of the young kids that are going to try to make the club this year are the guys that pitched, and they didn't do real well last year, but at least they got a little seasoning. Mm-hmm. So they, maybe learned a little bit, and now they're going to get an opportunity to see if they can do better. But, yeah, with the injuries, they're going to certainly get a chance to pitch. And then everybody else is just trying to get in shape. You can't really go too much by spring training.
Right.
Some guys are, you know, I mean, are you worried about Joey Votto hitting? I don't think so.
No.
But they do have some question marks, so with another couple of weeks to go in spring training, they still got some stuff needs to be decided.
Now, they trade. Who all did they trade? Did they lose a shortstop from last year?
They traded Zach Cozart. He went to the L.A. Angels, and we saw him play the other day. And then they had, they're going to have Peraza's going to be playing. Okay. And I'm hearing all kinds of noise. Good?
Yeah, we're good so far.
All right. It might be somebody on my – well, you know, out here we have to get on another line with somebody else, so it might be somebody the old days.
Yeah. Hey, get off the phone, Ethel. I'm trying to talk.
That's right. So anyway, it's free training's about, you know, it is what it is. But I'm having a good time throwing a little BP, hitting some fungos, and they've treated me like a king out here. So
that's great.
I really have no complaints there. Yeah. But
great.
I got the report where you've been fishing a couple of times, right? You fished the Fishers of Men, and then you fished the BFL. Is that correct?
The other way around. I fished the BFL 2 weeks ago, and I stunk it up.
Del Hollow?
Yeah, I caught, I think it was 9 smallmouth, all on spinnerbait. And I caught 3 of them, was over 20 inches long. Measured 2 of them, almost 21. You know, they got to be 21. And they were 5.5 pounders. They were nice. And I caught 1 largemouth that weighed almost 3 pounds, and that was the only keeper I caught in the whole tournament. It took 20 pounds to win. My feelings was really hurt bad.
Wow. So do you have any idea how other guys were catching them?
Mostly spinner bait, but I was just doing it wrong. Friend of mine, Freddie Atkins, I called him and talked to him because he had like 16 pounds. He kind of clued me in on what I was doing wrong, and I went back down last Friday and had a decent day, not a great day, but had a fairly good day. Caught 7 keepers, and So I was excited about taking off, and when I got to my first spot, never got a bite. And it was 11 o'clock before I caught my first one, and at 1 o'clock, I still had one, and at 2 o'clock, I had about 15. They were biting.
Wow.
Yeah, they just took off. So it was good. It was a way, me and you like to catch them. They were pretty shallow.
Yeah.
But it was fun, and I had a good time. We had 16 pounds. Finished third. Teddy Grigsby got second. Jeffrey Carman from down at Liberty, he won with over 20 pounds. So it was fun. The fish are really biting. Wow. They're biting everywhere, Cumberland and everything. So, I mean, it's just it's a good time to go.
You know, when I get home, they're going to be doing that. John Webb, I guess, got that series getting ready to get started.
Yeah.
If it hadn't already.
They're having some down there, and they're having some good 16, 17 pounds have been winning, so it's been pretty good.
Man.
Yeah.
I got to get me back home and start doing some fishing because, tell me, how did you get to use your new rods?
Yes, I did. I like them. Yes, I
do. You?
Them new Bryant, PAL rods made by Keith Bryant are awesome. I mean,
wow.
I like the others, but I like these too. I used to like them. I still do too.
I saw where he had at least finished in the money.
Yeah, that's two for two, I think, now, or two for three he's done now in the money. So he's doing pretty good.
I tell you, I know one thing. He told me the rods are going off the shelf because people are finding out about them. They're affordable. You know, we've been using them for a couple of years now.
Yeah. Buddy, we're almost out of time in this first segment again. Can you believe that? I mean, it's just
I can't believe it.
When you talk foolishness, it goes by pretty fast.
Man, we got a little bit more to talk about, and we'll do that when we return right here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
need. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
We're back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, Josh Topless in the studio today. Well, they're in the studio. I'm not. I'm out here with a day off in Arizona, not having to go to any ball games today. So yeah. I'm kind of enjoying relaxing, and Olga came out, so I got Mom out here. So we got to go to this function tonight. But other than that, man, we just kind of kicking back today.
Well, great, man. I tell you what, Olga has ruined my wife on these cruises. I mean, that's all I hear every single day. There's not been a day passed since we've gotten back that she hasn't said something about a cruise.
Well, I told you that. I mean, they can be addicting.
Yes, they are. And it was fun. I really enjoyed myself, all that eating and stuff you can do. But she's already – I told her, though, Olga spoiled us with this big ship, you know, that Lure of the Seas, that giant ship.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be satisfied on a little one now. I'd have to go on one like that or one bigger every time, I think.
You ain't going to find any bigger now, buddy.
No, I don't think so. Aren't they building a bigger one than that or something like that? Or
there might be one more that's a little bit bigger, but there are not many of them.
Man, that's a big old boat.
There are not many. All right, well, now you done got my curiosity up.
Okay.
You done down there, you whacking these fish on spinnerbaits?
Yes, we are. We're catching them. Just, you know, the all the rain we had, the lake jumped like it was about 3 foot above summer pool, which is pretty high for Dale Holland.
Wow, you know? Dale Holland did too?
Yeah, and all of them got up. And I fished I was looking, of course, it's all the water stained, and I caught several fish, but I couldn't catch any smallmouth. And come to find out, I was fishing over top of the largemouth. They were being kind of sluggish, and they were about 8, 10, 12 foot deep, and you had to roll that spinnerbait down there real slow to get them to bite it. And, well, when you found them, you'd catch a bunch, you know. If you could find some grass, you know how Dale Hall's got those grass patches? If you could find a few grass patches in that 8 to 10 foot of water, you'd catch several fish. And then they kind of moved. I think it's because of course, the water's not warming up any. You know, it hadn't. It jumped with all that warm weather we had a couple weeks ago, and now it's been cold for 2 weeks. And the water kind of stabled off at 50 to 51 degrees. And so I think the fish just kind of stayed where they were at. And we moved to points because they were pulling so much water. You know, and that's a typical pattern right there. And so, man, you just could cross some little points going in them pockets and creeks. And, man, they'd bite. It was fun.
How many boats did you have in the BFL?
BFL, I think, was 148, I think, is what it was. Because Densmore was the number last boat. I think he was the last boat out. But we had 40-some, I think, last week in the Fisherman. Plus, there was another BFL went out the same time last week. So it was a pretty crowded little lake. But they've been biting. Lake Cumberland's been red hot. But, you know, we come across the dam, and it's just muddy as it can be at the dam.
Yeah.
And but it's Laurel Lake, I think. If I was going to pick a lake to go to, I think Laurel would be the one to go to right now, because everybody I talk to is catching giant smallmouth and giant largemouth at Laurel Lake.
Seriously.
A friend,
wow.
we talked to a guy the other day, had 2 5-pound smallmouth and 2 5-pound largemouth.
So, man. You know, we fished several tournaments there where the smallmouth were just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And all the big smallmouth.
Yeah, you can only, they got to be so big, I think, to keep, and you can only keep 2 apiece, I think. But, you know, golly, they're just biting like crazy. Harrington's good. I told you earlier, I think it took 16 pounds to win the Saturday tournament out of Gwin Island, and I don't know what it took to win down the other end. I think John Webb and them won, I think, from what I understand, had 14 pounds or something to that effect. So, Cave Run, I've heard a couple reports on Cave Run. So, it's just springtime in Kentucky. You better get your fishing poles out.
Oh, well, I can't wait. There's not much fishing out here. You don't hear a lot of people talking about it in this area.
Right. I had a friend of mine that had a summer house there, or winter house, I guess, and he would go to Arizona. And he told me there's a Lake Roosevelt or something out there that he does real well on, especially with shaky hits. It's a real clear lake. Have you heard of that? Lake Roosevelt?
I have not. I'll start doing a little research, though, but I don't know too many of the guys on the team that fish.
Yeah. That's awful. That's awful. No wonder they're not doing good. No wonder their arm's hurting.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a little research here and find out why these boys don't like to fish a little bit more. They like to eat fish. But I don't know if anybody likes to catch it or not. So, hey, the Harrington, last time, right before I left, looked like the water was up over the parking lot down at Cane Run. Has it come down any?
It's come down some, but it's still up. And it's muddy as well, you know. All of them. We just had such a great amount of rain in a short period of time. It just flooded everything out, especially Lake Cumberland. But Harrington got up, and, you know, they're working on that bridge, so they're going to get it back down so they can continue working on that.
Well, I was going to say I was surprised the water temperature hadn't come down. But then again, when you just had 8 inches of snow, I guess it's not going to bring it down a whole lot.
No, it's, you know, temperature's hoovering around 50, you know, about everywhere, 50, 51. A couple weeks ago at Dale Hollow, I went up in the main river, Wolf River there, and it found 63-degree water. So it was really wanting to come this way, but just typical springtime, you know.
Yeah.
I like it when it holds in. Hey, you know who called me today? Bill Taylor, director of bass operations with FLW. They have their tournament coming up in April. What's that, the 11th through the 14th or something to that effect? But he's still wanting you and I to come down there and do our show. So I told him we would probably come down there and try to do our show on a Thursday or Friday.
I don't know. What's that? What's the camping bear say?
We have to drag him down there, yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
We'll have to figure out some logistics.
But I heard your voice today. It means you did okay on your solo camping trip, I assume.
Actually, I didn't get to go.
Oh!
I got
don't
sick.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, I got
really?
What happened was Friday morning, I woke up feeling great. I had regionals that night, and I was supposed to leave the next day. Or I had districts that night and was supposed to leave the next morning. And as the day wore on, I realized I had a stomach virus. I wasn't sure if it was food poisoning or not, so I was hoping that maybe it would blow over. It did not. I was sick with it all weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, no solo trip. I bet that made Mama feel happy.
Yeah, she was fine with it. I wasn't too happy about it, though.
Well, you'll have to find a time to go again here with all the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the snow is melting, though, I understand, right?
Yeah, it's already about almost gone, honestly.
Wow. And then you got the state tournament all this week in Lexington.
Oh, man. Thanks. Hey, you know, bringing that up, the Mercer County girls over there at home won the state title again for the second consecutive year, mm-hmm. and they won it in fine fashion. It was like a 40-point victory. It was awesome.
I saw that, 74-34?
Yeah, something like that. And then they got the Lake twins on there. I think it's Lexi Lake. She's in the running for shooting the basketball for nationwide, a three-point shooting thing. You know, she shoots over 50% or something from three-point.
I mean,
just awesome. And I mean, they just got an awesome team. They had five or six seniors there, and it just gave it all out. My hat's off to them. You know, congratulations, Mercer County girls basketball team.
Can any of them go to UK and play?
Every one of them side in college somewhere. I think the Robbins girl. I hate to say it because I don't know for sure, but I think she's going to Louisville. I'm not sure, but. I'm not 100% on that, but I think they all signed to play Division I basketball, if I'm not mistaken.
Boy, that's outstanding. Yeah, I saw where they'd won easy. And as we're doing the show, they hadn't started the boys' state tournament yet, but
no.
I noticed the first game I saw, or the second game of the tournament, was Trinity and Scott County,
yep.
Number one and number two.
Wow.
That should be fun. I think that Scott County's got them. I don't think it's going to be an issue at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that who you like, Scott County, in the whole thing, or do you like – what about Cove Catholic?
I think I'm riding Scott County all the way through. They just – this team this year is something special.
Yeah. Wow. So they've already lost one game, right?
The crazy thing is most of them will be back except for Cooper Robb. Every single one of them are going to be back next year.
You're kidding me.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not going to the NBA? Not one and done.
Yeah, not one and done yet.
Hey, I want to make an announcement too. I went down and watched the 12th regional playoffs the other day, the championship. Did I mention that last week, Josh? I don't
mm-hmm.
remember.
Yeah.
But did I tell you, Doug, that they nominated, elected Ish Taylor into the 12th Region Hall of Fame for basketball?
And they did.
Yeah, and he got an award, and I got to go down there and see him. The first time I'd seen him in several years, and looks good, still tall and big, there were several, couple referees and two or three other players I knew. They inducted, I think 10 that night or something, but pretty good honor for him.
They need to keep those refs out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I don't know how they don't do that.
How do they squeeze their way in there?
I don't know. I think they called a foul or something.
Is this now become Big League Fishing with Josh and Keith?
We were just talking up a storm waiting for you to answer. You never said that. And I said, whoop.
I said, sometimes I got to take a little break from you guys. You know, I can't take too much of you.
I understand that.
I figured you hadn't charged your phone or something. I didn't know what was going on.
No, I got it plugged in as we're speaking. How about that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and Olga just walked in from working out. I got a little TV on. We got a little time here before. We got to go to this big function. All the sponsors from the Cincinnati Reds are out here. So
oh, really?
We got to go over and do a little handshaking tonight.
Heck, that's good. That sounds good.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow, back at the ballpark.
Uh-huh.
The next day, I'll be broadcasting.
How many are getting to call? Four or five this year?
Doing four out here, and it looks like I'm only going to be doing about a half a dozen during the season.
Okay, that's pretty neat.
So, which is fine. You know, they keep me in the mix, and I'm very thankful for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you do a great job. I know that. I like listening to you. You do a really good job.
It means we have more time to fish on the weekends.
Yeah, I can't call you and aggravate you, can I? Hey, we run out of time.
No, you can still do that.
Yeah, I do. Hey, we run out of time again. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that. If you boys are talking too much, we got more when we get back. Listen to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mead from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more, like just the other day. I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub, or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson. You know, the famous radio guys from
Big
League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
they
get.
They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it, too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by. So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps and we'll pop up, and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars.
We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.
Hey, folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
And welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn out in sunny Arizona. Talking to my boys back in snowy Lexington, Kentucky. Get all that stuff out of there before I get home.
I will do that, but if it was up to me, it'd been gone about 2 months ago.
Well, one thing about it, the water temperature ain't going to do anything while you keep making snow.
No, but it's
so
warm enough.
You knew we got that really nice weather. You knew we were going to have one more little something that was
going to
happen, at least one more.
Oh, yeah. It did this in 93. I had a BFL tournament, and it was on a Friday. It was on Thursday. A friend of mine, we were down on Harrington. It was a really nice day, 50s, 60s. And we were fishing, and I was getting ready to go to Watts Bar and fish the opening. Back then, it was a Red Man tournament trail. And my buddy told me, he said, I'll pull your boat down in the morning for you. I said, okay. And I said, well, they're talking snow, so when you get up in the morning, see what it's doing. If it's snowing, stay home. So we woke up, and it was a blizzard. And I looked, it was about 3:30 in the morning, and here he come down the road. He's, what do you think? I said, I think you need to get home before you get snowed into my house. But it ended up snowing in Rockwood, Tennessee on, I think it was March the 8th, 9th, 10th, somewhere in there. They had 18 inches of snow down there in Rockwood, Tennessee. They called our tournament off, first one that I ever remember them calling at that time, and it was snow. And we had quite a bit here, but nothing like that. You know, 75 was shut down.
How far north did that snow go?
Oh, it's not real far, was it, Josh?
No, it's actually, I was hearing that people in Florence didn't have anything.
Yeah.
I heard the same thing. I was talking to a lot of people here from Cincinnati, talking to them, and I told them we got about, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10 inches down around Kentucky, and they went, no way. And I said, here's a picture out my front door.
Yeah. Yeah, we the central part, I think Harrodsburg and Mercer and Lincoln County and Bull and Dam all and through there, I think that was the hardest hit. And we had 9-10 inches better where.
You know, fishing was coming back. I mean, it was just getting started going good. How's that going to affect what's going on for the rest of this week?
It won't hurt anything. Just still go. The water temperature won't fluctuate very much. And, I mean, the fish are going to bite. So it's time of year for them to get going. And, man, they're catching some big ones right now too, Doug. It's unbelievable.
You going this weekend? You got a tournament?
I don't have a tournament, but I'm probably going to go somewhere. I hate to waste a good weekend, you know. Got a Saturday, an unused Saturday. Man, better use it fishing the way I look at it.
Well, I think it's very good.
Hey.
Save a couple for me.
Yeah, you're out there in Arizona. What have you heard about our Kentucky Wildcats?
We watched it on TV, and, of course, I took a lot of flack on the radio today from my partner Marty Brenneman, who said all Kentucky does is cry because they got to go out to Boise, Idaho. and he's a North Carolina grad. And I said, where they make you go all the way to Charlotte this year instead of Chapel Hill? So, yeah, I'm taking a lot of flack from him.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, it's amazing. I'm looking at a map today. You see how far away that is?
It's a long way.
Hey, and let me tell you something. These boys out here are teasing me about my Kentucky roots, too.
Oh, they really?
They said that it was really going to be tough because all these folks from Kentucky were going to have to get on Google just to find out where Idaho was. And I told him that was a lie because we didn't know how to use Google in Kentucky.
That's exactly right. We may ask around, but...
I've been taking it pretty hard and heavy here.
The only thing I know about Idaho is they got bacon potatoes. That's the only thing I know about them.
That's a long way, man.
You're not kidding.
But, and you look at the draw, it's obvious they're in the very toughest bracket going.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all you got to do is win six.
I haven't figured this one out. You're in the South Regional, but you're playing in Idaho, Boise, Idaho.
You're playing as far northwest as you can go.
Yeah, is that south of Canada? Is that what
they're
saying?
In the South region, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I guess that's how they did that. I don't know. I mean.
Well, the NCAA is a whole lot smarter than the rest of the world, so they'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Always has been.
I know. Well, I hate it that I'm going to miss a little bit of the state tournament and a little bit of the fishing this weekend, but it's been a great trip, and it's given me a chance to kick back, relax, and Olga and I are just sort of having a little two people vacation.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Getting called do something that you really love, calling the ball game, being around the baseball all that week. That's, you know, good weather. Golly.
Yeah. They made a couple announcements. There's a few new friends that are coming on board this year to help out broadcast. It's Danny Graves and Sam LeCure, both former pitchers.
Uh huh.
You know what I got for thinking? They got Jeff Brantley, Chris Welch. Now they're going to get Danny Gray. I'm the only non-pitcher that'll be broadcasting any of the games.
Really?
Which means I'll be the only one that can give you an accurate account of what's really going on.
You took the words right out of my mouth there because I was going to say that.
Because all these pitchers, every one of these pitches that's even 3 or 4 or 5 inches close to the plate, they're going to say, no, that was a good pitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm watching, I'm going to go, that pitch is outside.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I like when they analyze the hitting or the fielding or something, you know, that they get out there once every 5 days and they get a swing of bat once every 5 games or something.
It's like a buddy said, well, that's why I don't try to evaluate pitching too much because, as Bob Gibson told Tim McCarver, the only thing I know about pitching is that it's hard to hit.
Hey, what was the guy for the Astros that was so good? What was his name? J.R. something another?
J.R. Richards?
J.R. Richards, yeah. Wasn't he
was good.
He was tough, buddy.
He was probably the toughest that I ever saw in all the years I played.
Is that right?
So it's pretty, yeah. What's cool, it's like you and when we go on fishing trips, it's good to sit around and talk to old fishermen about stuff and hear stories and tales. Well, out here, they have a fire pit. And there's a bunch of old ball players that sit around the fire pit. You can sit out here and they will spin some yarns, boy.
I'll bet.
But it's fun to do because you get a few young kids, but most of them are the older guys. And to hear them tell stories is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I never get tired of hearing that kind of stuff. I think that's the neatest stuff in the world, that you know, your older tails and that sort of thing.
I do too. I'm not sure these younger ball players are going to have many tails to tail because it's a whole different culture now. Mm-hmm. And we used to go out to dinner and gotcha. We'd sit around, and that's what we did. We'd sit in the clubhouse and we wouldn't leave forever. Sometimes when a game is over, I'd stay for an hour and a half or so.
Wow. Buddy, it's break time again. We've come up on another break.
Oh, my gosh. People wanted me. I had a great thought. But I have to continue.
Hold that thought.
And we continue more with Big League Fishing.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my dad. And they will be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are back with our last segment here, Big League Fishing. And we hope you're having a wonderful day. We hope there's no more snow that has come in to ruin my buddy's fishing trip this weekend.
When you come this way, bring some of that good Arizona air back, maybe to stay for a while.
Well, now they're talking about we might get a little rain out here this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. We actually had some rain one day. I mean, they only get the average 4-point-something inches a year.
Really?
That's it.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. So it's not very much, but it's so pretty. I mean, every morning you wake up, the sun sets and everything's good. I can understand why they like spring training here because you get very few rainouts.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, I mean, I love that because that's where I trained my whole career. But even now and then, you'd get some rains that would come through there and you just couldn't play. So. And it was hot and muggy. You don't get hot and muggy out here. You get hot, but not muggy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very consistent and you know, you can really get a lot of your work in here. So,
you know,
I can understand that.
You know,
and there's half the teams are out here now.
Oh, are they? I know I figured you had all your West Coast teams, like the Giants and them kind of teams. I don't know how many was out there.
Yeah, exactly half are here and half of them are in Florida.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Hey, tell me, you want to divulge any secrets to our listening audience about how you caught those fish other than just.
I'm telling you what, I hate to say it because I've been so lucky. I made 4 trips down there, and the best trip I'd had up till this past weekend was 4 fish, and I caught them on a jerkbait and a crankbait, that new rock crawler crankbait that's been out for a year or two now. But this past week, we just laid with the spinnerbait because there was a lot of dying shad. You know, you could see there was a lot of shad up, too, like almost like in the summer at Harrington. You could just see shad everywhere. But we just kind of took a heavier spinnerbait and kind of threw it up around the corners and we tried, you know, we worked, I caught several and a half ounce spinnerbait as well, which had to reel it quite a bit slower to get it down to the depth that you wanted to get it with. I ended up using braid line because the water had so much color and we were throwing around so many treetops and stuff, you know, you'd hang it up and that way with the braid, you could just jerk it right out of there where if you didn't, you probably would have broke off, you know, 12, 14 pound test monofilament or fluorocarbon. So I went with the braid and it seemed, boy, you can feel good too. You need to use that braid. You can really feel every tick and. You know, but most of the bites we had, they would just load up on, you know, how smallmouth, it just seemed like somebody cut your line. You would be reeling it in and say, where'd my bait go? And fish was on the end of it. It was just fun. It was just a lot of fun.
Wow. So you all finished third with how many pounds?
We had 16-something, a little 16 and a quarter or something like that. Teddy Grigsby had 16 and a half pounds. He beat us. And then The winner had 20 pounds, so they had a nice size. He said he caught a 5-pounder in the last 10 minutes. It really helped him out. So,
wow.
But it is a lot of fun.
I've That's probably the way to do it.
Yeah, we caught a lot of keepers, though. That was what was fun. And it was a late bite, which is typical for, you know, springtime. The sun warms the water up as the day goes on. And, you know, there's been times I've been out there first thing, and you'll catch them right off the bat. But most of the time in the spring, it's kind of slow early. And then as the water warms up, the fish move. And that's what happened to us. We caught after 1 o'clock. We caught most of our fish.
Yeah, what is a certain kind of water?
What do you mean, temperature, water temperature?
I mean, not temperature, but like stained or muddy?
Yeah,
or?
We had, it was definitely stained. And some, in fact, some places was muddy. And it was starting to clear out. I think had it stayed muddy, we were running out of muddy water to fish. We just was running in and out of those little creeks and pockets, you know, long haulers down there and fishing to the end of it and just turned up the other side and kept our trolling motor going the whole time. So,
man, you know, that sounds like too much fun.
I thought of you because, man, especially last week I was fishing the BFL, and even though I didn't do any good in the tournament, I did catch a lot of fish, a lot of smallmouth, and I made the comment to the guy, I said, I got a good buddy that would love to be here right now throwing this. You'd feel a little tick, your line would go slack, you set the hook, and then it was on. You knew it was a smallmouth. And they were just like exactly like the ones we caught the day after Christmas a few years ago. They just,
man.
You know, at 19, 19 and a half, 20 inches, anywhere from 4 to 4.5. I had one that I know was well over 5 pounds, but I had to chunk him back.
Was that on the spinnerbait or on the rig?
That was on the spinnerbait. That was on the spinnerbait.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I did catch some on an A-rig. I will say that. A practice in Friday, I caught 4 real nice largemouth and, I don't know, 4 or 5 smallmouth on the A-rig and pretty quick. And I thought that would be a key for us, and I never got a bite in the tournament. But I believe if you went down there and just threw the A-rig and kept it in the same depth range, the 12-foot range, I believe you catch a lot of fish doing that as well.
Well, it's that time to go. You're listening to Big League Fishing on Big League Fishing Radio Network with Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, and Josh Toffness. And it is that time, folks, as you have heard today from my partner, Keith Munson, in all the lakes, they're catching 14, 15 pounds in Harrington. Cumberland has just never stopped, mm-hmm. I guess, right?
Cumberland's red hot. It's been good. It's been good and staying good. But like wow. I said earlier, I think my pick, the lake pick of the week, would have to be Laurel Lake. I've heard too many. I haven't been there, and I'm thinking I've got a tournament there in about 2 weeks, but 3 weeks there's a fisherman down there. But from what I gather, they are just absolutely killing them on a crankbait down there. It's got a lot of color as well from all the rain they've had. And, you know, Laurel stays generally pretty clear. And I think I think they're just getting down there and whacking them on crankbaits and spinnerbaits as well. But everybody I talk to is catching at least a 5-pounder a day, it seems like. That would be my pick of the week. So that means that lake's probably done. They won't catch a thing down there.
Yeah.
Old Keith knows.
I've got the old bunch of curses just bad living. Oh, that is good. All right, well, give me your predictions, boys, for the NCAA. Who you like? Josh, you're the pro. Who you like?
I'm the pro.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about college sports. I give up now.
All right, well, tell me. So we know who you like at the high school state tournament, though.
I'm going to ride with Kentucky all the way. I mean, I don't think they'll fare that well. I mean, it's going to be tough getting out of the bracket with Virginia there. But
yeah.
I'm going to ride with them.
I agree with Josh. However, I feel like Virginia is the team to beat, so I feel like if Kentucky can get out of their region, they got as good a shot as anybody to win it all. But they're playing pretty good right now. You know, you just never know with teams like Duke and stuff. Josh, were y'all happy to see North Carolina? I don't pull for North Carolina very often, but I was really tickled when they beat Duke the other night.
See, I have an opposite reaction just because I am old enough to remember Leitner and all that good stuff, but at the same time, the wounds are fresher from UNC recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I just hate UNC so much.
Well, neither one of them are on my Christmas card list.
No, I agree with that.
No. But I got to hear a whole bunch of that stuff out here, too.
I'll bet.
I'd like to see Kentucky at least win 2 or 3 of them just so we could get the conversation. Keep it alive for the next 2 weeks.
And they got Arizona, too. If they get past round one, they most likely face Arizona.
Yeah.
So
how about that?
So you could, I don't understand how that, like Calipari, he's been, of course, he's pretty vocal about everything, and he's not a bit happy with the seeding, and He got some valid points, though, you know, send them as far as they can send them away and probably should have seeded them a little bit higher. But who knows? They did go through a four-game spell there where they didn't look very good.
Well, you know, a lot of times, though, even if you get the lousy seed, you send them someplace where the Big Blue Nation can travel.
Right.
Send them to Idaho is going to be a little tough.
You know, I think that they're betting that the Big Blue Nation heads out that way, and it wouldn't surprise me a bit to see several blue shirts out there.
Oh, I know. Boy, I don't know. Well, he sent us out there. He sent Virginia. I guess they're going out there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are they playing in Boise? They might be playing somewhere else.
No, they're not playing in Boise, I don't think.
Yeah.
But again, I can't figure out how you play a South Regional in Idaho. You know, Texas, okay. New Orleans, okay. Florida, Georgia.
But Idaho?
Yeah, Idaho. Unless they – maybe they met in Quebec. I don't know.
Well, it's the one thing about it is it got everybody talking, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be fun. They play Thursday – night, right?
Yeah, 7 o'clock our time here.
7 o'clock, yeah, and I got a function we have to go to, but I'll guarantee you we'll have that TV on. Somewhere I'll have my radio on anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Have you been watching Big League Fishing any?
No.
Or Major League Fishing, I mean. Major League Fishing?
No. Have not been able to. I'm at the ballpark.
I've had them all taped, so if you want to come down one day, if it's rainy or something, we'll catch
up
on all
first of the week.
Okay.
Yep.
Once
a week, I'd love to come down and see him.
We'll get us a pizza and sit back and watch fishing.
Hello. Hello. That sounds good. Hey, you know what that storm did, though? Knocked an old pear tree down in my backyard.
Do what now?
Look, it split my pear tree in the backyard, and we lost a bunch of it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of trees fell here this past week.
So we're probably going to have to take the whole thing out of there.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of trees down along the river, 68, and different places around here. It was such a heavy snow. I mean, it took power lines down and everything. It was heavy.
Wow. That'll be enough of that then for a while.
Yeah. I figured Josh would want to go camping in that, make him an igloo.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, is your game schedule over? Are you going to do any – I guess you won't be calling anything for anybody now, will you?
No, I'm done for – until next year, until football season.
Oh, so that means you got a whole spring and summer to camp.
Yep. If it'll ever, you know, steady with the weather.
Yeah. Well, it's just you can – I'm looking for you one day to be on survival. Or maybe
I'll do my
naked
best.
Naked and afraid.
Naked and afraid is more my style.
Oh, yeah.
Naked and brave.
But see, you can't camp. You can camp. I mean, they're all survivalists, so you can, you know, show your skills on there.
Yeah, I'll show something.
All right, let's get back to fishing.
Oh, Lordy. So if you was putting your boat in today, you'd pull out that spinnerbait first thing and take it.
First thing. I'd have a spinnerbait, jerkbait, and a jig on. I'd have at it. That's about all. Man, Josh has given me the 30-second sign again. I can't believe
it. I know. Well, boys, it's good to talk to you. I'll see you live and in color next week.
Yes, sir. And, we need to get out on that lake, old buddy. I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
We will definitely do it. Well, it's been fun, as always. If we happen to miss you on the radio, by God, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, you've been listening to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything
they have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse.
Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by. So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps and we'll pop up and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars.
We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.